You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, Saturday night is a feeling we know. Saturday night is a time to let go here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 2 hours, gang, listening to the best classic rock that you have never heard. So if you like classic rock on commercial radio, you will love my program because you will hear all kinds of stuff that you haven't heard before. Stuff from the US, the UK, Canada, and all over the freaking world. Classic rock was taking place everywhere back in the day, and it still is today. So no matter where you are on the globe, there is probably good classic rock around the corner from you. But don't go there yet unless you bring your portable audio listening device with you so you can listen to the show. Okay, we are going up to Canada to get things started. The year is 1975, and the guy who leads this band is a bass player who was once in the Mina Birds, which was a band featuring Neil Young and Rick James. So as you ponder that, listen to this. We'll be right back. was the James Gang with Midnight Man. That's off of Thirds from 1971. That was the second lineup of the James Gang with Joe Walsh. Let's see. Before that, the Allman Brothers, Black Hearted Woman, off the Allman Brothers Band from 1969. Both of those cuts were on vinyl, gang. Both of them on vinyl. Before the Allman Brothers, we had the very Allman Brothers sounding German band, Epitaph, with Little Maggie off of Epitaph from 1971. Zor from the UK gave us Evolution, and that is off of Every Inch a Man from 1972. And we started the program tonight with Neil Merriweather from Canada with The Groove, and that is off of Kryptonite from 1975. Neil Merriweather was in the Mina Birds with Neil Young and Rick James, and they cut an album. And then they broke up because Rick James was a draft dodger in the U.S., I believe. And there was some, like, border issue or something. Anyway, that's the way I heard it, man. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another 90 minutes, gang. And after that, Belinda comes in, Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. And until then, we have all kinds of obscure classic rock coming at you. And that last set, that was awesome. All that stuff should have gotten airplay. All of it. And none of it did. None of it. Okay, we are going to Australia. These guys, let's see, they had 13 top 100 songs. They are in the Australian Record Industry Association Hall of Fame. And in 1972, yes, 1972, they sounded like this.
Thank you.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
Mott the Hoople. Yes, Mott the Hoople. Everybody, Mott the Hoople. Thunder Buck Ram off of Mad Shadows from 1970. Boy, I like that one. That's before they went completely glammy. They were this sort of cool piano, hard rock thing. And speaking of hard rock things, Doro Pesch from Germany, from the band Warlock, with A Whiter Shade of Pale. Not a good cover, but she sells it. She's sincere. I love her voice, but just a bad, bad idea. That's off an album called Force Major. So both Mott and Doro were on vinyl, and the Doro was from 1989. Prior to that, Hawkwind, The Golden Void, Part 2, off of Warrior on the Edge of Time from 75. Eloy from Germany gave us Inside, off of Inside from 1973. And we started that set off way back when in Australia with Masters Apprentices. That's Masters Possessive S with Apprentices. Master's Apprentices, Beneath the Sun, off of a Toast to Panama Red from 1972, because when else would you name an album a Toast to Panama Red except, that's right, 1972 in Australia. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour, and then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. I don't know, maybe it'll go long. Who knows? I know Belinda likes it when it goes longer. Moving right along, we are now going to Germany, 1969, and there was a great hard rock scene in Germany, man. If there was one good thing to come out of World War II, it was that rock and roll went wherever our military was and had a huge influence. And I think that makes up for World War II, don't you? You know.